7 killed in fresh clashes in Malaysian Borneo. Lahat Datu, Malaysia. 5 Malaysian policemen and 2 gunmen have died in a fresh clash on Borneo Island, police said Sunday, as fears mounted that violence linked to a deadly standoff with Filipino intruders was spreading. The shootout late Saturday in the town of Semporna followed a firefight a day earlier between Filipino followers of a self-proclaimed sultan and Malaysian security forces that left 12 intruders dead along with 2 police officers. The latest clash in Malaysia's biggest security crisis of recent years occurred when police were ambushed by gunmen, National Police Chief Ismail Omar told reporters. Semporna is 300 kilometers from Tandua village, where an estimated 100 to 300 people have been encircled by Malaysian police and soldiers since landing by boat from the Philippines on February 12th to claim the area for their leader. The 74-year-old Manila-based leader, Jamalu Kiram III, claims to be heir to the Islamic Sultanate of Sulu, which once controlled parts of the southern Philippines and the modern-day Malaysian state of Sabah on Borneo Island. Malaysian officials called for calm, but various reports painted a picture of chaos in the area. It was not immediately made clear whether the Semporna attackers were still at large. Meanwhile, Malaysian media quoted Ismail as saying police were pursuing yet another group of armed men in Kunat, another town in the region. The new incident sparked Malaysian fears of a wider campaign by other intruders or their supporters in Sabah, which has large numbers of Filipino immigrants, both legal and illegal. The Philippine Embassy in Kuala Lumpur issued a statement urging calm among Filipinos. "We feel and understand the anxieties felt by many of you at these difficult times," it said. "This is not the time to undertake any action that might be misunderstood by some parties." The situation is delicate for the Southeast Asian neighbors. The Philippine government is looking to consolidate recent progress in mending fences with Islamic separatists in its partly Muslim South. The government of Muslim-majority Malaysia, meanwhile, could face pressure at home if harsh action is taken against the Islamic Filipino intruders, which also could inflame Sabah's many Filipinos. Following Friday's firefight, Malaysian police threatened drastic action if they did not surrender. Philippine President Benigno Aquino, who has sharply criticized the intruders, has also urged them to give up. But Kiram's spokesman, Abraham Idjirani, repeated Sunday his followers would not budge. He said the Sultan would seek the intervention of the United States, which colonized the Philippines in the early 1900s. "Malaysians want to hide the truth, that they do not own Sabah. It is owned by us," he said in an interview on Philippine radio.